The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum, and I'm back. I want to say, first of all, I thank God that I'm in this position to tell you guys the truth. I don't know if you'll get it from a lot of other people, other than the people that's with Salem and maybe a few other people that's out in the world. I don't know if you'll get the truth. I don't know if people will be honest, if people will have integrity enough to tell you the truth and not care about your feelings. Let's talk about gun laws. And let's talk about the new Senate bipartisan agreement. Now, I want people to be very clear on this. This is not a law that has drafted by the United States Senate, prepared for Joe Biden to sign into law. This is literally the House of Representatives passed a particular gun law restrictions. And then now the Senate, because the problem is that once it gets to the Senate is 50-50, and they need at least 10 Republicans to agree with their measures in order for it to go into law or be passed on to President Biden in order for him to sign it into law. But in the Senate, there have been 10 Republicans who have agreed to a bipartisan gun legislation. I don't know what you should call it. I mean, they wanted to, it's a gun measure. It's what they would call it. Gun laws, gun law improvement. I have no idea what they actually want to do with this. But 10 Republicans agreed. Now, I'm going to read their names off. If I can get it, I highlighted on the other paper. All right, I'm going to read their names off. Senator Corney and Tillis. Senator Blunt from Missouri, Richard Burr from North Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins from Maine, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Rob Portman of Ohio, Mitt Romney, the trash can man himself from Utah, and Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania are amongst those Republicans who acquiesced to political foolery and decided they wanted to be and join the Democrats in a bipartisan effort to pass gun control. Now, what measures are they trying to pass? Red flag laws is one element. Now, I want to talk about red flag laws real quick because I think there's a lot of misconception. There's a lot of states that already have a variation of red flag laws. In the state of Arizona, where I live, we have somewhat of a red flag law, which we enforced when I was a police officer. Now, let me explain that to you and why I think that's different than what the Democrats are trying to do. In our state, if a person is petitioned to a mental health facility, which means that you have to have very convincing evidence that this person is a danger to himself or others, either by first-hand knowledge of actions that they've taken, it could be second-hand knowledge, or you visibly saw that person either attempt to commit suicide or attempt to hurt other people, there can be electronic communication, meaning that a person is showing behavior that would lead a reasonable person to believe that they're a danger to somebody else or themselves. It cannot just be one thing. You cannot just text somebody and say, man, I want to come over there and take your life, and you get petitioned. That's not how it works. There has to be not only some type of a written statement, there has to be also an evaluation from a police officer or someone who has to give enough information that that person will be petitioned. After they are petitioned, they are interviewed by a medical professional who will deem whether or not they're a danger to themselves or others. Once that person has been deemed a danger to themselves or others and have been fully petitioned to the court of law, fully petitioned into a mental health facility, whether it's outpatient or inpatient treatment, then that person can no longer carry their guns or have guns in their possession. Now, once that person is cleared, they get their guns back. Now, red flag laws are a slippery slope, in my opinion. I do not believe that the federal government should have anything to do with implementation of red flag laws. And red flag laws should never be handled, even considered on a federal level. Because we all know, because we were born during the day, some of us, but we weren't born yesterday. Many of us understand the ramifications of giving the federal government too much power. Now, the state and the people should decide if they want to participate in red flag laws or not. If it was up to me, there would be no laws around gun ownership. None. If you go to prison, once you serve your time and you're out, you can own a gun. If they don't believe that you are a capable person of owning a gun, then they should keep you in prison. Once you do your time and you're out, you should be able to own a gun. You should get all your rights restored, no matter what. Outside of the red flag laws, which even my description of it can be confusing because it's too much nuance to it. Many states already implement this. They're going to change the age from 18 to 21 for people to buy AR-15s, semi-automatic rifles is what they call them. Now, do I think that that's going to help? Do I think that that's going to really protect somebody's life? No. I really think it's a political gesture in order to gain favor with people who don't care about the Constitution of the United States of America, have never shot a gun, and are fearful of guns unjustifiably. It makes them feel better at night while police officers have to battle these maniacs who get guns stolen or illegal or legally, whether they pass a background check or they go crazy after passing a background check. And these people who feel comfortable with this, who sleep well at night because of the heroes that are out there protecting the servant, they like what the politicians are doing. I just think this is a slippery slope, because changing the age from 18 to 20 to 21, what is that going to do? Who is, and then they're going to increase the background checks for people who are 18 or are 21 or under 21. They're going to increase the background checks and I guess they have to go through a more strenuous, rigorous process to own a gun. None of that matters. None of it matters, because a person is going to pass a background check if they have no criminal history. The young man in Uvalde did not have a criminal history, as far as I know. They had nothing to draw from. So if they have implemented this particular policy, this particular restriction in the law, if it was implemented when the Uvalde shooter was still alive and before the shooting, it wouldn't have prevented the shooting. I don't believe. Because doing a strenuous background check on him, nothing would have been yielded in the first place. And then also, if he really wanted to do it, do you not think he can go get a gun from somewhere else? And the problem is that if he had a handgun, the same amount of damage would have been done, not to that degree, but he could have still killed the same amount of people if he had a handgun versus a rifle, given the fact that he was locked behind a door and police couldn't get to him for a long period of time. With a handgun, he could have just stood there and executed every single kid until everybody was dead. With a rifle, he spray, and most people are dead within the first minute or two. So I don't think that would have helped anything. In my honest opinion, they are also planning to get rid of what they call a boyfriend loophole, where if you are convicted of domestic violence or you have an order of protection or restraining order against you, cannot own a gun. Now, I understand the theory behind that, but it's a slippery slope, because people can get restraining orders on you and be wrong. I was a police officer. I have seen it multiple times where judges granted restraining orders against people, and it was bullcrap. The woman came out and made all this stuff up about how her boyfriend or husband was beating on her and all of this other stuff. She got a couple corroborating statements. She called the police on the guy. She had scratches on her, but come to find out it wasn't even him. She put up this whole scheme to go to the courts. They granted her the order of protection or the restraining order. And the guy lost. He couldn't see his kids. He couldn't do anything. And he lost his guns. He would have in this particular situation. And he had to win an appeal. And that took time, like 16 days or something before he can even get approved in that. And this particular situation, the guy lived in the house and was going to work. And so once the restraining order was put in place and he was served, he had to leave his own house. He had to go stay in a hotel for 16 days until he can actually make an appeal. Now, I understand in the converse how this could happen, because we've had plenty of people who were arrested for DV and then they turned back and they killed the woman that they were arrested for. So I could see how a person could get to that conclusion that they want to put that measure into place. However, I think that it's a slippery slope. I'm going to continue this conversation after the break. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. Call in 844-900-7243. I'll see y'all after the break.
Making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show.
Summer grilling is upon us, and if you're looking for a perfect cut to put on a grill this year, look no further. Good Ranchers is the place to get American beef, chicken, and seafood this summer. They sell 100% American meat shipped to your front door, and right now, they're giving away two free 18-ounce prime center cut ribeyes to every person that use my code Tatum. That's over 2 pounds of prime ribeye steak at no cost to you. With Father's Day coming up and all the summer events, this is a perfect time to try a box of Good Ranchers. You can make a one-time purchase or subscribe and save $25 off every box. Plus, you'll get two free 18-ounce boneless ribeyes. Other places will charge you well over $50 a steak to get ribeyes like these. But Good Ranchers is giving them to you for free when you go to goodranchers.com/Tatum. This is a limited stocked item. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum and use my code Tatum at the checkout and get your two free 18-ounce ribeyes. Start the summer off right with Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum on all social media platforms. Go to my website, TheOfficerTatum.com. And ladies and gentlemen, before we get back into these gun legislation or gun laws, I don't even know how to say it right because it's so stupid. I want to talk to you about Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell has a passion, and we all know it, of making the most incredible pillows you've ever slept on. And now he's doing something new, something innovative, and it is the My Slipper. I got my Slippers on right now. I got the black ones. For a limited time only, you'll be able to save $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale will not last long, so you better order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors, and I know I told you guys that I only wear it indoors now. I got lazy one day and I just went outside with them, and now I wore them both indoor and outdoors. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue in your feet. Made with quality leather suede. All you have to do to take advantage of this deal is to call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now. Use the code Brandon at MyPillow.com. Let's get back into the gun law, gun legislation. We walked through a few things, slow, methodical, boring intro that I believe I did last segment. But now I want to get into the meat and potatoes of it all. Why are the Democrats doing this? Because it's a slippery slope. They want to eventually take us to the place where Canada is currently at. Mr. Idiotic himself, Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, came out and said the most ignorant thing that I've ever heard in my life, which is no different than what the Democrats are attempting to say. They just haven't said it yet. But he believes, and I'm going to quote him in an interview that he just had, he believed that, I'm going to give the statement of what he believed and then I'm going to read it. So he simply put, he believes that rifles or guns are only used for hunting, right? And the only way a person needs a gun needs to use a gun is through hunting, but no one should be able to use guns to protect themselves. And I'm going to read a statement. We have a culture where the difference is guns can be used for hunting or for sport shooting in Canada. And there's a lot of other gun owners and they are mostly law abiding citizens, but you can't use guns for self-protection in Canada, says Trudeau. That's not a right that you have in the Constitution or anywhere else. I'll say it again. You can't use a gun for self-protection in Canada. What are you supposed to do when somebody, when multiple assailants come in your house? What are you supposed to do? Let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. The gun is not just used to combat a person who has a gun. If you are fighting multiple assailants, a gun is your best option. If you are fighting assailants who have knives, a gun is your best option. If you are fighting a person with a handgun, a rifle is your better option. I don't know how we are in a predicament that we are losing ourselves and not understanding what guns are actually for and how they should be used. Guns are not just for hunting in the United States of America. I don't know how soft Trudeau, what he thinks about his country, but guns are not just used for hunting. Guns are used for protection. I have rifles. I sleep with my rifle next to me every single night. In case somebody want to try me, then I can give them a MyPillow special and use discount code Brandon. You run in my house, violence is the only answer. But I want to be able to be equipped. I want to have the most tactical advantage. I want to have the most accurate platform. I want to do the most damage to protect my family. If Antifa come running down the street, they want to break in my house because they don't like what I have to say, well, it's going to be night-night time. That is my right. Why wouldn't it be? The police is not sitting outside of my house protecting my family. In a macro level, if I'm saying that correctly, they are here to protect and serve. Micro level, on a smaller scale, I'm the police officer of my house and my family. And then when I leave my house, I carry my gun, and I'm the police officer of the environment in which I am in. So if I'm at, you know, Scottsdale Quarter out here in Scottsdale, and somebody decides to act a fool, it is my responsibility to save as many people as I can and to save my family. The police officers are secondary. We will call them and hope they show up in enough time. But right now, we must act. I don't understand why we want to compromise, why Republicans want to compromise. And none of these Republicans that I named in the last segment, none of them, 10 of them, none of them are up for re-election. And I think 4 of them are retiring. So they went out with a bang. So you're telling me that you guys been in office all this time and you never wanted to work in a bipartisan manner until you're ready to go out through retirement, or you're not running for re-election. So tell me what you really doing in there. Are y'all really doing your job, or are you playing politics? Because if you stand on a particular principle, you should stand on a principle whether or not it's you up for re-election or not. If you believe that gun legislation is not right and it's not going to help anything, forget if you think it's not right. If it's not going to help anything, it violates the Constitution, then why did you change? Or are all y'all really sleeping in the same bed and you're trying to trick us to make us think or make us hate each other and us to believe that there's a Democrat and a Republican Party? You explain that to me. Because the way these gun legislation or the gun laws are going, and the fact that Republicans have even agreed to some of these measures, to me, it shows that people are afraid to stand up on their own 2 feet. I'm all for helping out schools and protecting our children. I have kids. But we got to do it in an intelligent way, which does not thwart people's constitutional rights. Now, let me just explain this process. I'm going to take it in full circle and sum it up real quick because I want to talk about a bunch of other stuff. House of Representatives passed in the House. In the Senate, we have 50-50 Senate pretty much. And they need 10 Republicans in order to push this bill through and get it to the President of the United States so he can sign it into law. Now, normally, they will never get this much cooperation from Republicans, and they would never pass any gun measures to take away your constitutional rights or to thwart or interfere with your constitutional rights. But now they have 10 Republicans. Now, as it stands, they have not drafted the bill. That means that there has not been a discussion or anything set in stone of the allocation of funds. You know, who's going to do what? Where's the money going to come from? How they're going to fund it? The nuance and logistics of it have not been proposed yet. So while they are proposing and writing and scripting, people are still in danger. They're still in danger. Your kids, if they don't have a man at the school with a gun and they don't have teachers that are armed and they're not locking the doors, Your kids are still in danger while they're sitting around twiddling their thumbs, writing down some gun law legislation that only affect people who would never go to a school anyway. What are we doing in our society? Ladies and gentlemen, I could literally scream this until I'm blue in the face, but I got to go on a break. Call in 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Hold the phone. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that I have ever slept on in my life. I have one right now. Me and my wife sleep on it every night. Now Mike has done it again with my slippers, which I'm wearing right now. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Mike Lindell has made the My Slippers with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made also with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on a radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at mypillow.com.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. In the last hour, we were talking about gun laws, gun legislation. I want to give a couple stats real quick, then I'm going to bring in a couple callers. We're going to transition out of this because I got a lot more stuff I want to talk about, but according to what my man Nick did and researched for me in the break, is that there are about 43,000 car deaths in the United States of America, roughly 276 million registered vehicles. There are 45,000 gun deaths. Did I say car deaths? The first one was car deaths. There's 45,000 gun deaths. If you take away the suicides, there's 20,000 gun deaths, and there's almost roughly 393 million guns circulating in the United States of America. So if you just do simple math, it's safer. Guns are safer than cars. Now, I got a caller calling in from Las Vegas, said he disagreed with my sentiment. Joe from Las Vegas, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum. Thank you for so much for having on and prioritizing, you know, people with differing opinions. And some stuff, you know, I do agree, like the more resource officers in the school. But to, in my opinion, to equate you know, getting rid of cars because they cause death equivalent to gun laws, I think are grossly disproportionate. One, you have to have a license to drive a car. You have to pass, you know, driver's ed. You have to get insurance. There's so many hurdles to drive a car. And if you do kill someone, you're not going to see the wheel probably ever again. And, you know, to equate that to gun laws, where we're the only country on earth that has this, you know, shootings in schools, you know, I just don't feel like that's fortunate to say. Yes, go ahead.
Right. Let me just jump in here real quick. So if you get a gun, technically, you have to pass a background check as well. And in states like New York, you have to get a gun license. Now, let's go beyond that. And let's say that you want to drive a car. Can you not open the door and put the key in ignition if you don't have a driver's license? People drive without driver's license all the time, and they kill people and they get drunk behind the wheel and do all kinds of stuff with a vehicle. So you're talking about the restrictions, but that doesn't necessarily mean that people abide by those restrictions. That's why the whole conversation of gun laws, to me, are equated, because you can go get a stolen gun. It's illegal, but that's not stopping you from obtaining one. You could take a legal gun from somebody else's possession and go use it to kill people with. Same thing with a vehicle. Now, if you get a DUI, a super extreme DUI, or you got three DUIs in a row, they suspend your driver's license. But you still can get in the car. These laws only affect people after the fact. They can only hold you accountable after the fact.
Do you have
a follow-up?
Yeah, no, I understand that. I just don't, you know, my biggest thing is to, you know, maybe create policies that make it a little more difficult for these kids, young kids, to get a hold of weapons. Not to ban them or to anything, but I think maybe, you know, taking a look at what are certain policies to make it a little bit more difficult for a 16-year-old to get their hands on a gun, because, you know, mental illness might be there or something, rather than, you know, to keep seeing this issue, because other countries, you know, have the same per capita gun ownership, but much stricter laws, and they don't see the same problem that we're seeing.
Can you give me a, can you give me an example of a country that you're referring to?
Switzerland has the highest gun per capita, and they have a national registry. They almost see zero.
What's
gun
their
violence
population?
And,
what's their population?
Very small, but it's per capita.
Right, right. Gun ownership per capita, and that's because they have a gun registry. Now, we don't know how many guns are actually circulating in the United States of America. A rough estimate is 393 million guns that they believe are circulating. None of my guns are registered, and nobody that I know has registered guns. So I don't think we really know the difference. But you're talking about a smaller population of people compared to a number of 300 million people. Of course, if you look at the gun deaths in the state of Arizona, or you look at the state of California and compare that to a smaller country, maybe we'll have a comparison. But when you're comparing an entire United States of America and you're looking at the number of school shootings in the entire United States of America with 300 plus million people, of course you're going to have a higher number. Now, when you look at the school shootings, and this is to your point to a certain degree, you look at the school shootings, most of the school shooters in a 51-year history of recorded school shootings, K through 12, most of the school shooters are 17, 16, and 15. And none of those young people can go in a store and buy a gun. Majority of the shootings that occur in school are done with handguns. So not one of those people of any of those ages can actually legally go and obtain or be in possession of a gun. So I believe we could figure out how are these kids getting guns, and also mitigate the damage by having law enforcement officers in the schools. But to change the laws, I just don't think it's going to help anything.
Yeah, I feel that. No, thank you for taking the call.
I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much. Yeah, you guys know I don't mind with people with difference of opinions. They don't make a person right or wrong. It's good to have that discussion because everybody in America can think differently. That's where we have the freedom to think how you want to think. So I appreciate Joe being, you know, having the courage to come on, and even with someone who disagrees. All right, let me get to a couple more callers real quick. I think somebody, David from San Antonio, welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Real quick, I want to say this. Your last caller reminds me of a statement. Why figures don't lie, liars figure. It's true that all Swiss males have to join the reserves, and they bring their service rifles and ammunition home. Yet, when was the last time you heard of a mass shooting in Switzerland? And by taking out of context, I'm saying, look at the size of Switzerland, it'd be what? The size of one of our states, such as California or...
I don't even think it's that big. I don't even think Switzerland is the size of California at all.
You got to look at Switzerland in context and not saying, well, look, it's a separate country and they have less than us. Yeah, but find a state in the United States that's the same size and then look at it that way too.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you, David. I think the point that you're making is similar to the point that I'm making, is that you cannot compare apples to oranges. You have to compare apples to apples. When you look at another country, you look at the demographic, you look at the issues of that country, you have to isolate it and say, if you want to make a comparison, you got to compare the same population. You got to compare the same culture. For instance, we look at the United States of America. If you look at all the gun violence, 65% of all of our gun deaths are suicides. And if you look at the gun violence of inner city violence and gang violence in our country, which is far beyond what we see in other countries, I would argue the majority of the gun deaths in our country are due to gang violence and suicides. And you remove that, our numbers, in my personal opinion, would be far more impressive at the gun per capita versus other states. So, go ahead. I thought you had someone else to follow up, and then I got to move on.
Okay. They complained about Trump bringing up the 2020 election. How many years did the Democrats run on Watergate after Watergate? And now they wanted to say, let's have moderation. I remember when I was growing up, it seemed like every election, the Democrats would bring up Watergate and were running after Richard Nixon.
100%. David, thanks so much for the call. David made a pretty good point there at the end, for sure, is that people keep talking about Trump and how he's culpable or he should be held vicariously responsible for what happened on January 6th because he questioned the election. But Hillary Clinton, did y'all forget? Hillary Clinton questioned the election when Donald Trump got elected in 2016, so much so that the government did an investigation into Trump in Russia based on a lie about Russian collusion. And this is the thing that I want people to understand, too. One of my friends, we were having a debate about this, and he said, well, Hillary wasn't the president. Well, that tells you how powerful it is. She should have been in prison, but she was able to escape justice and be able to run for president. And while she wasn't the president, she was able to spark an investigation into the current president. And she was just a candidate. They investigated Trump for 2 years based on Russian collusion to steal the 2016 election. How do we let these people get away with this? Now Donald Trump is saying, look at what we've seen. 2,000 mules. Geo-tracking. We see these people going into drop boxes and putting tens, you know, putting multiple ballots in. And they're not going to one in one day. They're not going to two. They're not going to three, four, five. They're going to 20-something ballot boxes in one day to drop off boxes of mail ballots that did not belong to them. They found 2,000 mules, 2,000 people doing this in only swing states. You can't tell me. Listen. Don't let them trick us out of our position. They did the exact same thing they're accusing us of. All the Democrats do is projection. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Catch me after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Brandon Tatum. I'm your host. Follow me on social media, The Officer Tatum, on any social media platform that you're on. I'm probably on it. Also, my YouTube channel is banging, The Officer Tatum on YouTube, TheOfficerTatum.com for my website. In a break, I just looked up a few stats. You know, I wasn't even thinking about Switzerland. This is something to put in the toolbox. But before I say that, let me let you guys know about these My Slippers, because I don't want to miss an opportunity to let you guys know the comfort and the feel of these My Slippers that I'm wearing. And I have to give a big shout out to Mike Lindell, because he not only made some incredible pillows, I sleep on them every night, but also these slippers are pretty fire. When I put them on, it feels like I'm floating on a cloud of gel. You can get $90 off a pair right now in this blowout sale. It won't last long, so you need to act now. It took over 2 years to design this slipper. The My Slippers can be worn indoors and outdoors. They're made with foam and impact gel, which is what I feel when I put them on. It's a clear distinction between other slippers that I've worn, and it helps to prevent fatigue. Made with genuine leather and suede, a quality leather suede. All you have to do to take advantage of this is to call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code Brandon. Remember, this offer will not last long. So take advantage of it now. Get you some My Slippers. Coast around your house in them. Wear them outside. You'll have with your dad bod. It's going to go very well together. So take action now. Use promo code Brandon. Let me get back to what I was saying. Switzerland, like, people like to compare United States to other countries, right? Even comparing us to Canada is like comparing Canada is compared to one state in our union, which is California. They can compare to California in population number. But I think California is still bigger than the entire country of Canada. So when we make comparisons to other countries, we have to put it in perspective. Just the last caller made a pretty good observation. I think that's a good observation, but I think that there's more to the observation of comparing us to Switzerland. Now, Switzerland's population is like 8 million people. That's like Dallas, Fort Worth area. Probably not even that. There's 4 million people living in the Phoenix Valley. So Switzerland as a country is the size of maybe one, not even our biggest major cities in our country. One or two major cities put together is the size of Switzerland. If you go to Arizona, for my Arizonans in the house, if you go like put together, you know, Phoenix, Tucson, and maybe you can add another city in there, that's the entire Switzerland country. Now, if you want to compare and make a contrast between the violence and the actions and behaviors of people in Switzerland and compare them to the United States as a whole, you're not going to be able to do that. You have to look at what demographic or what is the education in people in people in Switzerland. What is the average income? We looked up the income, and it's $65,000 USD for the average income in Switzerland. Now, take that demographic and put that in the United States of America and say people that's making X amount of dollars they have this level of success in society, aren't they the ones shooting people? Or the gun violence numbers will probably go down. 86% of people in Switzerland have an upper education, which means they graduated from high school. Now, you look at how many people are conducting active shooting scenarios, how many people are involved in gang violence and shooting that we see, and look at how much money they make every year. Look at how much education they have. The shooter in Uvalde dropped out of school. A lot of these people that go crazy, there's a lot of underlying issues. So if you say, well, you want to compare the United States, you got to compare the demographic that you're comparing the United States to. You look at some place like Mexico, and you look at the worst parts of Mexico, Juarez, and you say, look at all the crime in Juarez. Look at the crime in El Paso. You got to say, well, look at the income in Juarez. Do you think that that's a fair comparison? I would argue that a lot of people are poor there, and there's a lot of gang violence, and the cartel has infiltrated many parts of Mexico, and that's why you see a lot of murder going on. You can't compare the murder rate there to the murder rate right across the border in Texas or in California, whatever case may be. I think Juarez is right across from El Paso. At least you can see it from El Paso. I've been there and I saw it. Just like you can't compare Scottsdale, Arizona to south side of Chicago, right? All you got to do is look at the stats. Chicago, just this past weekend, I believe, yeah, this is on June 13th, this past weekend, Chicago, Illinois had 6 murders and 31 people were totally wounded in shooting, or the total that were wounded in shootings all across Chicago. And I would argue that it's the south side of Chicago. One victim was stabbed to death. This is one weekend. Now, can you compare that to Scottsdale, Arizona? No, you can't. There has probably not been a shooting in Scottsdale, Arizona in like a year or two. You can't make the comparison unless you compare apples to apples, not apples to oranges. All right, let me get a couple callers in. Now, before I get to the callers, let me do this real quick because I want to get my stuff out. I love hearing from you guys, but I want to get some stuff out. I want to talk about this January 6th hearing because I know you probably heard it from Charlie Kirk and everybody else that have been talking on Salem and everybody else you hear around the country, but I just want to give my 2 cents about this. This is a farce, and they're not really getting a lot of viewership. People are not really entertaining the BS, although they want you to believe that they're getting a lot of traction and people are actually watching these hearings, even though they put it on primetime. Now, it's been about you look at the general mainstream media, you look at the general viewership, it's about a 50% decrease in viewership if you look across mainstream media and how many people are actually watching the hearings versus watching a normal primetime slot. Nobody cares. Why? Because when your gas is the highest it has ever been in your life, in history, total, but if you look at your lifetime, there's nobody that's seen gas this high on average. And then when you look at the inflation is the highest it's been, and most people that are alive have never seen inflation this high. It's a 40-year high, and I'm not 40, so my whole life I've never seen inflation this bad. Nobody care about people pushing and shoving and going into the Capitol building and then walking out on their own accord. So can somebody explain to me how they? I had an argument with a guy about this, and I said, "Who made the people in January 6th leave? Was it the National Guard? No, it wasn't. Was it the Capitol Police? No, they got overrun. The people left. That is the weakest insurrection I've ever heard in my life. They left. Nobody wants to hear them continue this conversation about this." Is anybody going to go to jail over it that haven't already been put in jail or released? No. Is Donald Trump going to be held responsible? Impossible. The man literally said, do not go and be peaceful and let your voice be heard. Did Donald Trump go there? Did Donald Trump encourage them at the The people that were at his rally was different people than the people that were at the Capitol building. They were beginning to breach the Capitol building and do stuff before while Trump wouldn't even finish his conversation. That was almost an impossibility for the people that were listening to Trump to make it across from his rally to the Capitol building. And if the people really wanted to do something about the Capitol, all those people, hundreds of thousands of people that were there for that rally, they would have just unloaded on the Capitol building. But you talk about 1,000 or so people who I would argue is probably like, I don't know, maybe 200 people who were the real aggressors and everybody else walked in afterwards. Nobody want to see that on TV. Nobody cares. Somebody explain to me how this gas going to go down. Somebody explain to me why our groceries going to go down. Somebody explain to me, can our president actually speak in a coherent sentence? That's what the people care about, not a political farce. You listen to the Al Statham Show. Catch me after the break. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a whole bunch of stuff that I was supposed to talk about today, but I got caught up on the gun laws. But there's a few things that I hope you didn't miss. Justin Bieber's face is half numb. It's actually paralyzed, half of his face. It's a virus. The virus is normally dormant in your body. You know, it's similar to the virus that is dormant that will give you chicken pox. Also, there's something else that you get with that being dormant. There's something that can make it not be dormant. Just like, I think it's like a herpes simplex that give you cold sores. It's dormant in your system, and then something creates it and makes it come out, and then it shows up in other forms. But this virus, Ramsey Hunt, is reportedly similar to that. However, what they're not telling you, and what I think is it could be the case, now I'm not saying this is unequivocal, don't mark me here, but do your research, that Ramsey Hunt, and this is what people have said, is a side effect of mRNA vaccine. It's a vaccine injury, potentially, or it creates this particular paralyzation of the side of your face. It activates this virus in you or whatever that's dormant. But they don't want to talk about that. Somebody got to explain to me how Justin Bieber, which you know he's extremely rich, you know he works out, he's probably in good shape. I actually met him in real life. We were watching a UFC fight. He was sitting next to me at the fight. I'm sure he's a healthy guy. He got all the money in the world. I'm sure he has a chef that cooks all of his food. And if he eats fast food, he's still young, so he'll be all right. Him and his wife are both young, and they both appear to be extremely healthy. Well, they both got vaccinated, according to what I read. And she had a stroke, and he has Ramsey Hunt, which is like Bell's palsy. That, and you're telling me that has nothing to do with the vaccine? Now, vaccine injuries occur all the time. This is not something new, ladies and gentlemen. If you read do any research on this, me and my wife didn't get our son vaccinated. You do any research on vaccines, you'll see that there's a tremendous amount of vaccine injuries that occur, but vaccine companies and these pharmaceutical companies are not held responsible. They are completely absolved of responsibility if you get killed or if you suffer serious injury from a vaccine that they created. That's why Joe Biden came out and told a flat lie when he said that these gun companies are completely absolved or exempt. That's not true. The pharmaceutical companies are exempt. They can all the people that have had vaccine injuries from COVID-19 vaccine, you can't sue anybody. You just take that L. Your face just sideways from now on. Now, Ramsey Hunt is supposed to be something that don't last forever. It can last for a long period of time, but it can be, I won't say cured. It can go away. But I don't know if you guys knew that about Justin Bieber. You'll hear the story. I made a video about it. It's got like 300,000 views on it already. Jack Del Rio, I want to talk about him in the last hour. Jack Del Rio, the defensive coordinator from the Washington Redskins, he was fined $100,000 from the head coach because of his insensitive comments by just having an opinion about January 6th and BLM riots. Now, you know, people on the news channel, they weren't stupid. Chris Sims used to be one of my favorite players at the University of Texas. I loved Chris Sims. And he on TV sounded like a complete soy boy. I almost called in and said, hey, man, do you want some soy milk with your commentary? He's crying and saying Donald Trump isn't an American and that these people should be ashamed of themselves on January 6th and all of the above. Clearly, they're left-wing nut jobs because they won't talk about anything that Democrats do wrong. But I think it was wrong what they did to Jack Del Rio, and I wish that he would have not even apologized at all, because his apology didn't mean nothing. Well, maybe they did tell him to apologize, because do you want a $100,000 fine or do you want a $200,000 fine? That could have been his apology incentive. But when you look at the fine amounts, you say, why would they fine him $100,000 for an opinion that physically did not hurt anybody? And to be honest, it probably didn't hurt the franchise, because I believe mostly conservative people are watching football. But yet and still, they fined him more than they would have fined a player who went helmet to helmet with somebody, probably knocking him unconscious and ruined their career. They still wouldn't have gotten fined. Oh, just say that they helmet to helmet somebody and bit a player and slapped the ref over the side of the head and got ejected from the game, they still wouldn't have got $100,000 worth of fines. I remember Vontaze Burfict, ASU graduate from the University of Arizona State University, the Scum Devils. I don't know if any of y'all went to ASU. My guy back here went to ASU. He's looking at me crazy. I was an Arizona alumni, and we normally beat ASU down, but probably not any longer. Anyway, Vontaze Burfict go helmet to helmet with players intentionally, and they fine him $50,000. That can ruin a player's entire career, and the franchise can lose an incredible amount of money if their star player, like Antonio Brown was when Vontaze Burfict knocked him unconscious twice, I believe in the same season. They can render your player incapable of playing, and you didn't lost $20, $30 million. But yet, they fine a coach more money than that because of a comment. You know we living in a stupid world. Let me go to this Pride Month stuff. Pride comes before destruction. And I know that in the Bible, I don't know if this was a prophecy. I believe it's pride in the sense of you being boastful and you thinking your stuff don't stink. A lot of people that do that and they don't take account where they came from or how they got there and they start beating their chest. A lot of times people like that do not succeed past that point. And that's what the Bible was speaking about when it says pride comes before destruction. And there's a lot, I'm paraphrasing. But I think in my mind, of a modern sense of what's going on, pride, as in Pride Month, comes before destruction. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? Because Pride Month isn't about loving who you love. Can we stop this already? It has nothing to do with love who you love. Love who you love and do whatever you want to do in your own bedroom. That's not what Pride Month is about. Don't let them fool you. Democrats do an incredible job at lying to you and using language. Like Planned Parenthood ain't got nothing to do with Planned Parenthood. It's planning the end of parenthood. That's what it should be called. Democrat Party. There's nothing democratic about what Democrats be doing. Pride Month. There ain't nothing proud or in a positive way about thrusting yourself in front of kids wearing thongs and putting sexuality on blast. Demonic sexuality. Postmates made a video about Postmates. If y'all doing the delivery service, make sure you counsel your Postmates. Me and my family counseled it because they made a commercial about top and bottom. Do you know what y'all know what topping and bottoming is? Let me just give you a quick synopsis, real quick, without being too vulgar. You know when two men together, what God has already told us what's supposed to happen, one guy's on the top and one guy's on the bottom of the top. You know what that mean? That mean one guy is in the house, another guy goes through the back door of the house. God had told us you don't go through the back door. It's a one-way door. You only open and go out the door. You don't go in and out the back door. But top and bottom is that. And they get on there in that commercial and they talk about fruits and they telling people who are Postmates customers what you should eat if somebody want to go through the back door. You got to be crazy. This ain't got nothing to do with loving who you love. I was looking at videos from Pride Parade. They got grown men with thongs on, people naked. One man must be doing hormones, had breasts. His breasts is out. And I know it's a he because it was a man, but he had breasts somehow. Taking hormones or I don't know what they, drinking soy. And he twerking. Little babies watching this man twerk with his junk in their face. How has this got anything to do with love? You know when they finally allow interracial couples to get married? I don't remember black people and white people with thongs on, G-strings, running in the middle of the street celebrating the fact that black people and white people can marry each other in this country. Doing all kind of freaky stuff. And nobody did that. Because you know what? Marriage between a man and a woman, whether you're black or white, should not ever matter in this country. And it's not rooted in sexual perversion. It's rooted in loving who you actually love. But this pride stuff is rooted to LGBTQ, ABCD, LMNOP, AARP is all rooted in sexual demonic behavior. Now, people who they feel like they want to be with another man, I don't care. I think America shouldn't really care as long as you ain't in other people's business. But let's separate that from the LGBTQ agenda. The agenda from the LGBTQ leads in pedophilia or the decriminalization of pedophilia. Mark my word. This is where they're leading it. The slippery slope will end in pedophilia. You listen to the Off Tatum Show. Catch me after the break.
Time more life. They don't know about the mission. How does Connor give them Christ? I'm thanking God for the Son of Man. I'm strapped up with no gun in hand. My whole team caught fire. We about to do the running man.
Unapologetically Christian and 100% real. The Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I know y'all hear that rap. That's Christian rap. Don't get it twisted. But I got a question for y'all. Do you have my slippers at your house? What is a My Slipper, Mr. Tatum? Michael and Dale came out with the My Pillow name, come out with the My Slipper. I have them on right now. I got the black ones. I love them. I walk outside with them. I used to not walk outside with them. I said, I'm going to keep them in the house. Then I got lazy and had to take trash out one day. So I just put them on, walked out, took out trash. But I love them. And for a limited time only, you can get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale will not last long, so you better act now. Mike Lindell wasn't playing around when he made the My Slipper. It took 2 years to make them. They're designed to wear indoors and outdoors. They have My Pillow foam in the soles of them. Impact gel also to help with fatigue in your feet. They're made with quality leather suede. You can take advantage of this deal. All you have to do is call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. Or go to MyPillow.com if you're an internet person like myself. Go to the radio listener square. Use promo code Brandon. Just remember, if you want to get these slippers, you better get them now because this sale ain't going to last long. Now let's get into what I want to talk about. I'll finish the conversation I was talking about. Pride comes before destruction. Pride month comes before destruction, in my personal opinion. If you want to smash and dash or top and bottom, whatever you want to call it, do that on your own time. I don't want to see it. I don't care about it. Nobody should be pushing sexualization in the public sphere. Do that at your house, in your bedroom, or wherever you're doing it in your private time. Kids shouldn't be exposed to it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't even like public affection with two straight people. I mean, a peck is different, man. Y'all slob it. Go get a room, man. Ain't nobody trying to see y'all tongue going down each other's throat. I don't want to see it. Yeah, it's called public for a reason. Go do your dirt at home. But these people that are pushing this LGBTQ movement, they want the dirt all in your kids' face. Grown-ups want their stuff all in your kids' face. At the drag shows. How you going to have a drag show and bring your kid to a drag show? You should go, as soon as you leave the drag show, you should go to jail. From there to the cop car. And your kids, from there to CPS. What other perverted things are you doing with your children if you take them to a drag show? Now, mind you, if you don't know what a drag show is a man impersonating a woman sexually, which means that you get a man, put a wig on, wear a thong. I don't know what other stuff. They probably wear a crop top, a sports bra, got their stuff everywhere, and they dancing in a provocative manner. Now, imagine that in your mind and imagine parents taking their kids there. I'm talking about little kids. I'm not talking about your kid because you're 30 years old. I mean, you 60, 50, and your kid 30, and you take your kid somewhere. No, I'm talking about little kids. I'm talking about little 9-year-olds, 7-year-olds. They taking a look at these grown men shake their stuff. And these grown men dress like women. That's even stupider. Now, let me riddle me this, and I'm going to get to a couple more other things. Riddle me this, Batman. If a woman took her daughter to a male strip club and the man just kept the bottom on and he was all in the little girl face, what you think gonna happen? What you think should happen? If a man takes his son to a strip club with a woman shaking it all in his son's face and his son's 7 and she just keep her top on and the bottom part on, but she's still bouncing it all in the boy's face. What do you think going to happen to that man? What you think should happen to him? So what's the difference between the drag show? The drag show is a strip club, pretty much, where they don't get naked, but a man is impersonating a woman. And somehow that's okay in our society. And somehow they want you to believe that it's all about love who you love. No, it's all about pedophilia. That's what it is. That's why they're going after the kids. What is Pride Month about? It ain't got nothing to do with adults. They already made their decisions. It's already legal in this country. No, they want to influence the kids. They want to get them freaky. They want to get their minds gone so they can manipulate them. That's why they teaching them in the school. That's why we arguing right now in Florida about the parental act. I forget the name of it. The parental education in school or something like that. Parental rights in education. That's what it is. Parental rights in education in Florida. That's why they arguing with them, because they want to be able to teach little kids about this stuff. That's why they arguing in Texas and Arizona, also in Florida and many other states, because they want to give kids puberty blockers. They want to give them hormones to turn them into whatever gender they want to satisfy a perversion. That's just my opinion. Now, and you can have your opinion, and you can think Brandon Tatum is nuts, and that's fine. Let me move to another topic, because I wanted to get to this, and I know people are sick of me talking about it, but I'm going to talk about it to the day I die. I want to get back to this Uvalde thing. I don't know if I mentioned it on my radio show, because I know I made a video on my YouTube channel about it. The chief of Uvalde ISD spoke out, and he pretty much gave a synopsis of what he believed happened, alluding to the fact that the police weren't just standing there twiddling their thumbs, slapping each other on the butt while kids are getting killed. That didn't happen. Now, let's move beyond that. If you want to see that video, go to my YouTube channel, The Officer Tatum on YouTube. I did a whole 20-minute video describing all of that. But what I do want to say is that I'm incredibly shocked, and I will never forgive people who turned on me and unsubscribed to me and hated me and said I was wrong when I did research and I was talking to people that I know that was on a team that breached and went into the school and saw those kids that was there that got debriefed. I'm giving them information, and they say, Brandon, you're a liar. We'll never follow you again. But this is the statement that I want to make, too, is because I think it's unfair and unjust to blame the police officers for every single thing that happened. And I told people that follow me, let's have a compromise. Let's say that the police officers were responsible for everything that happened after they showed up, right? How are they going to be responsible for something they weren't even there? So after they showed up, they're responsible for everything that happened after they showed up. I don't care what the excuse is, label them responsible, just for the sake of argument. But everything that happened before the police got there, it was the school's fault. And the parents, the school, and the shooter's fault. Everything before the cops got there. Because you know when people want to blame the cops, say they're cowards, and they all should go to jail because they didn't do nothing to save those kids. Let's blame them when they showed up all the way through the end. And so you got to also credit them for rescuing 500 kids from that school, kids and staff from that school as well. So you got to credit them that, even though some people may not want to do that. But then you got to say, before the cops got there, the school, if you want to blame the cops, the school failed in protecting those kids as well. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? Because the back door is supposed to be secured and locked. Why? Why would the back door be secured and locked? So people can't go into the school and hurt kids. But that's just me. I guess it's just me. I would challenge a person to take me up on that and say, let's meet in the middle. They're responsible for everything that happened before the cops got there. The cops are responsible for everything that happened after. And you tell me how many children died before the cops got there and who is the biggest blame. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone.
Making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show. Stay humble, keep it pride tucked. Ride for Christ till my eyes shut. I run up on you in sight, and dark time where I like. They don't know about the mission. How does come to give them Christ? I'm thanking God.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.